Test 2. Listening. You will hear an interview between Adam Wilkins, a science teacher, and the Science Hour program host, Jeremy Jenkins. Listen and mark statements 47 to 50 as true, false, or not stated.
Welcome to the show, Adam. We keep hearing that humans are destroying the different habitats on Earth. Can you tell us what this actually means?
Certainly. Man has been damaging the land, sea, and air around him. And as a result, he is also threatening the survival of plants and animals that live there.
Why is this happening?
One of the reasons is that we are increasing the world's population by about 1.5 billion people every 10 years. More people means we need more food, and therefore more land to grow the food. So, in trying to feed all these people, we destroy the habitats of the animals and plants that live in the areas we transform into farms. Experts believe that over 100 species become extinct every day because of us.
What are some other causes of habitat destruction?
Scientists believe that the poisonous chemicals we throw in the sea will cause the sea life to change or die out. Also, they say that we are destroying the forests, which make half of the oxygen in the world. Of course, we cannot live without oxygen, but a large number of us seem to believe that this problem isn't so serious, and hope that it will just go away by itself.
So how can we stop destroying natural habitats?
There are dozens of things we can do, but I believe that we should first turn our attention to our seas, lakes, and rivers. People keep throwing rubbish and poisonous chemicals into them, putting wildlife at risk. And this is one of the most serious problems that a huge number of plant and animal species face.
Well, you've given all of us much to think about, Adam. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, Adam. We keep hearing that humans are destroying the different habitats on Earth. Can you tell us what this actually means?
Certainly. Man has been damaging the land, sea, and air around him. And as a result, he is also threatening the survival of plants and animals that live there.
Why is this happening?
One of the reasons is that we are increasing the world's population by about 1.5 billion people every 10 years. More people means we need more food, and therefore more land to grow the food. So, in trying to feed all these people, we destroy the habitats of the animals and plants that live in the areas we transform into farms. Experts believe that over 100 species become extinct every day because of us.
What are some other causes of habitat destruction?
Scientists believe that the poisonous chemicals we throw in the sea will cause the sea life to change or die out. Also, they say that we are destroying the forests, which make half of the oxygen in the world. Of course, we cannot live without oxygen, but a large number of us seem to believe that this problem isn't so serious, and hope that it will just go away by itself.
So how can we stop destroying natural habitats?
There are dozens of things we can do, but I believe that we should first turn our attention to our seas, lakes, and rivers. People keep throwing rubbish and poisonous chemicals into them, putting wildlife at risk. And this is one of the most serious problems that a huge number of plant and animal species face.
Well, you've given all of us much to think about, Adam. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.